Well, there's a tragic incident on a movie set last week when actor Alec Baldwin fired this weapon, and it ended up being loaded, but it's supposed to be an unloaded or a fake prop gun. And, you know, most of us don't know what goes on movie sets, but my guest now does. She wasn't involved in that particular situation, obviously, but she does work on movies in New Mexico where this happened, and she is a costume designer for lots of different movies, and Wanda Price joins us. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. And so you're a costume designer, so you're, and I suppose there are many different cogs that are involved in creating a movie and what's happening on a day-to-day basis on a movie set.
There are, and, you know, each person has their own cog, as it were.
Yeah.
We have our job, and that's it. We don't help out people in the union. You don't go to other departments. It's very strict. You stick in your department. You don't touch other people's things, just uh-huh. like kindergarten, you know. yeah, so it's all very down the line.
So this set, it sounds like there was a union, and so obviously it was that regimented situation, but then we heard there was some dissatisfaction with safety on the set. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that happen before?
Never. I've been on sets where they take safety so seriously. There's usually a safety meeting in the morning, which everyone has to attend. If there's weapons, everyone should know about it. And usually the guns are locked up. Nobody's allowed to touch them. And the armorer, the props people are usually very, very protective. And, you know, the gun should have been checked and double-checked by various people.
Yeah, it sounds like that process wasn't followed very strictly here. But when you think about it, the number of gunshots that are fired in movies, it's astronomical. And that we've had so few of these incidents, I guess, is a good thing. But obviously, any single one is a tragedy. But obviously, that this is an area that's really well taken care of or well supervised in movies, so this is way out of the norm.
Definitely. There's, you know, and I don't really know anything about guns, so I'm, you know, not an expert to say anything, but yeah, it was a terrible accident, and I don't want to point fingers. I don't know where the blame would lie, you know, and you know, I know just as much as everybody else reading. Some people are pointing to the prop people. Some people are pointing to the producers for not hiring union. Some people are pointing to the AD. You know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
It may be a factor of everybody involved. But, you know.
And you said that you had actually been contacted about possibly working on this particular film, right? But it didn't work out with your schedule?
Yeah, I had something else lined up. And I'm kind of thankful.
Yeah, I would guess, for sure.
I think safety was an issue from the get-go. You know, there were some complaints and other issues, and there were complaints of people not getting paid. So and being overworked. So it just seemed like it wasn't really a great situation, unfortunately.
Yeah. As far as what you do, you're a costume designer. I suppose you would create a costume for an actor like an Alec Baldwin or a star like that. I mean, do you take their measurements? And I'm just talking in general now, this whole thing, other thing aside, but I mean, do they send you, say, the star's measurements? How does that all work?
So, actually, I am more of a tailor, seamstress, or a set costumer. And on the big films, I don't design. So working with Hollywood, usually the measurements would come to me. Oftentimes they're taken in L.A. before they even come here. And then the costumes are built or altered. We do fittings with the actors, make sure everything's all good and ready to go. And then the local actors, we would definitely do their fittings, take their measurements here.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I know you do. You're an amazing seamstress because our kids are the same age. And when we used to take them trick-or-treating back in the day, your son's Halloween costume is always killed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Halloween costumes are still my favorite.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it's great to talk with you, Wanda. It always is. And it's a really interesting line of work that you're in. And do you have another movie project coming up or anything like that?
Nope. I'm just waiting for some work to come in.
Well, it's kind of, and it's sort of like that, I suppose. It's either feast or famine, huh?
Exactly, it is. Yeah, so hopefully we get some feasting coming.
That's right. Well, good luck, and thanks for joining us. Wanda Price, once again, she's a costumer for movies down in New Mexico. And really appreciate you taking time to be with us, Wanda.
Thanks, Joey. Take care.